So Stevie, welcome to Super Scoreboard first and foremost. And so give us a wee bit of an insight into Dumbarton, you know, the first part-time team in the Championship. Just an insight into how you run things around here.
Well, it's been different this year because also Brechin's in the division and also they're part-time as well. But for the last 3 years, we've been only a part-time team in the division, which makes it very difficult to compete against the full-time clubs. Over a one-off game, Emdy can compete against Emdy, but over 36 games, a league campaign, to compete the way we do over the last few years and manage to keep our status as a Championship club speaks volumes over there at the club, you know, and this year's another challenge. At the moment, we're in a good position, a long way to go, but we're quite happy how it's went.
And for you personally, what do we hear at your training ground tonight? You're going straight to work after that as well. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, I'll be straight to night shift. Also, I work with Rolls Royce as well, so have a way to do my other job. Most of my players will be working today, and a lot of them will be out from maybe 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll do their 10-hour shift, jump in the car and come here to training. So it's a big ask for part-time players, you know, and in a part-time league then, everybody's off the same boat. But in a league that's full of full-time clubs, it's very demanding the players, you know, and credit to my players, you know, they come in, they work really hard, you know, and we get the benefits of that with results in the league.
In terms of, give us an insight into your day-to-day practice then. So you get up at, you have to get up at what time and then go to work?
Yeah, well, my night shift starts at 9:30 to 6 in the morning. So, and then I'll go home, usually after about 6:10. Put my head in the pillow, try and get 5-6 hours sleep, you know, and then get up and go on the rest of my day. And management is every day. You know, when I had to, you go and speak to players, speak to agents, you're dealing with press, and also dealing with the club as well. So I'm maybe doing other things, maybe catching up another 20 games and then to see what's here. And then also the 2 nights we train, we're going to be back to training. So yeah, the weeks are quite intense and quite busy, you know. But as I said, it's if you ask any part-time manager in the country, they'd love to be full-time, you know. But reality is, half the teams in Scotland are part-time. So, but you want to make your work, you know, and try and do the best you can.
Looking at naming all the stuff you had to do there, although you are part-time, does it feel like a full-time job in and of itself? You know, calling players up every day. I mean, could a player phone you during the day and say, oh, you know, I've broke my hand at work or whatnot, and that sort of danger comes into it as well?
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes the phone may go on when I'm talking to you. I've got a couple of players coming from Edinburgh. You know, if there's a crash in that road, then that road can shut, you know, so sometimes they can't make it. Sometimes they're 10, 15 minutes late because they can't move from work. You know, so there's a lot of scenarios that deal with it, you know, but we just try and be professional as we can. We try to make it enjoyable for the players when they do come here. A good training base here at Benburb. We get food for players after training as well. So we try to make an environment that players enjoy it. And if you can do that, then the likelihood is that they'll give it your best on a Saturday.
Has there been times where it's been, you know, really tough for you and you've thought, right, this is becoming, you know, when it's 2 hours sleep at night or whatever, because you've got a family as well, you know, it's not just football is part-time, but it's a full-time pressure on you.
Yeah, I think if you look at that, I think every manager's looked at that at some point, and they're thinking, is this the right thing to do? Is it the work balance right? Is the family life right? But I think what keeps everybody going is the next game on Saturday. You know, they all get this disappointment of game and disappointment of maybe your workload as well. Like you're saying, you're a couple of hours sleep, you're fatigued. I mean, for those 2 years, I had to use all my holidays to do coaching courses, you know, so it wasn't a holiday, but it's what I had to sacrifice to be a manager. And if it means only a couple of hours sleep to be a manager, then you have to do that. And while it's my grey hair's not coming in, I'm well right.
In terms of your work, must be very accommodating with you as well in terms of that.
They're a great company, and Rolls Royce is a global company, you know, we'll look after all the aero engines off the planes. And they understand my football. You know, they're very flexible with it, you know, but at the same time, I've still got a duty to them that I still are going to have to do my work, you know. So the balance is good at the moment because I've managed to switch to constant night shift. You know, if it come off that and do a different shift pattern, then it's obviously be difficult. But at the moment, it's going well, and you know, in the future, who knows what to bring, you know. But if it's still been a part time manager working in Rolls Royce, then fine. If it comes an opportunity that I can focus on the full-time football, then that's something I'd have to look at.
And just looking ahead to the season, would just safety be the key? You mentioned the semi-final, you know, decent chance in that as well. What's the ambition for the season? When do you look back and go, right, that's a success?
I think it's always going to have to be that we'll look at it that we want to be the best part-time club in Scotland, you know, so we want to focus to make sure we are that. Then we'll have to focus about make sure we're still in the Championship, which means you'll want to avoid the bottom two places. If it's the second bottom, you've got a playoff, which can be difficult, the clubs that's sitting in League One. But the focus will be is to try and keep them back in the Championship. We'd love to kick it on, we'd love to try and get up towards middle of the table and even push the playoffs. but we're realistic enough to know that the greater players have been part time over the course of a season. It will catch up at some point, you know, but we'll keep on going. We'll have our best shot, and I say hopefully come after 36 games we'll achieve what not a lot of people think we'll do.
And from a personal point of view, in terms of getting the energy to constantly do this, I mean, is it a love of football that drives you to do this? The Barton itself, it's
a love of football, and probably a lot of Costa coffees to keep me going. But I've been involved in football since 16. When I left school, I was full time player at Morton, and I enjoyed my time there. Yeah, you know, and I've been involved in the game all my days. You know, at 10 years at St Rar, coaching and assistant manager. So I'm passionate about it. It's what I wanted to do. It's what I wanted to do as a kid, and to play. And I finished playing, I wanted to be a manager. So you have to take all the sacrifices with it. And if you do that, then hopefully you can still stay in the game as long as you can.
Does being a player full time sort of give you the other side of it and show you what it can be like in terms of, you know, being a player and then moving into management as well?
I mean, also full time, you see the full run in the club. No matter as a player, you train every day, your rest days, you're doing all your gym work. You don't see the other side of football, obviously, when you're talking into coaching, about dealing with the other aspects of it, the press, the media, agents, even going to schools and doing some talks from there. You know, but the full time, listen, we'd love to be full time as a manager. You'd love to be able to spend every day with your players. You know, when I get my players for maximum 3 hours a week, all the full time teams will get that a day plus more. And when you look at that and evaluate that over the piece, you know, that's a big ask to try and compete. You know, but Dumbarton have been in the Championship for 6 years. And I've been here for, that's my third season now, and we've been competitive. And I think that's the satisfaction you get, that although you get players for a small time, you still get them competing at this level, which is great.
And a credit to the players as well, you know, to be competing at this level. Is that a motivation for the players as well, you know, to part-time favourites for relegation most years, go and prove it wrong every year?
Yeah, I mean, we can use that as a motivation that people will doubt us. And I mean, every year they'll say we'll finish in the bottom two. Listen, I understand that. You know, if I was looking at the outset, looking in, I'd look at the league and I would say, yeah, the part-time teams will finish in the bottom two. But the players have been terrific. You know, they deserve great credit because they come in, the lights night, and the weather's coming in. You know, they'll train, they'll not go home till 11 o'clock, and they're up first thing to do another shift before the big game this Saturday. So they take, my hat's out to them. You know, I've been there as a player, been part-time for years, and it is very difficult. You know, in a league that's all part-time teams, I think it's a lower level playing field. But when you step up to Championship, and there's big clubs, look at St Mirren, Dunfermline, Morton, Falkirk, even Inverness, who's in the Premier League. Big clubs here, you know, and we're in competing with them, which is good.
In terms of your training sessions, you know, these clubs can do it throughout the week and water down some stuff, whereas you've got such a concentrated period of time. Is it hard to fit so much in terms of your training sessions?
Yeah, it is, because what we can't lose is obviously the fitness of the players. So we have to be fit, you know, so we'll have to do the things right at the training, we have to work at training. We'd love to fine-tune it in terms of different formations, different style of play, set plays, you know, various, but that only takes time in the training field. And if we've done that, then we lose the fitness of the team, we lose energy out of it. So it is a balance, you know, but with the balance right, that the players come in, they work hard, but they want to enjoy it, and it's me and Ian's job to make sure the players do enjoy it, because as soon as they stop enjoying the environment they're in, or stop enjoying the training, then the performance levels will drop, and when you do that, then we'd find it difficult in this league.
You just mentioned your assistant Ian Durant. How important has he been as well, you know, because it brings a wealth of experience itself?
It does. He's been terrific for me, he's been terrific for the club, and I think even myself, it's been good for him, you know. And Ian Durant is a player that's played at the top of the level all his days, been involved in big clubs, he's been capped with his country. You know, and he knows what it's like, that at different clubs you have different remits, and he was at a club that second best wasn't good enough, you know, and he's bringing that mentality to us, that yes, we're part time, yes, people expect us to get beat, but we want to prove people wrong, and failure's not going to be acceptable. And that's not just winning games, that's just over the piece of 36 games, but he's great in the dressing room, you know, the players love him, you know, and he can be in there, he keeps the players going, but he's got a serious side to him, and he's got a good knowledge of the game, so it's been a great fit. You know, I've enjoyed working with him, and hopefully this relationship can go a lot longer.
In terms of you personally, we know the work you've done here, keeping them in the division. Does your head start to look to full-time management? Is that something you're fully focused, you signed a two-year deal with Dumbarton in the summer, but in terms of your personal life as well, is this something that you can do with your other job?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy what I'm doing. Yeah, you know, I enjoyed my time at Stranraer as well, you know, in terms of what we're looking at and success, but Stranraer competing for leagues in a short period of time. I've came here and I've took the step up and managed to keep them back in the Championship. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to be a full-time manager. I'd love to have a go at it. My job's not an issue with it. But as I said earlier, there's only so many clubs that are full time. There's only so many clubs that realistically I know is going to look in the Championship for managers. So if something comes along, yeah, I'll look at it because I'm ambitious as well. But at the same time, if it doesn't, I really enjoy working here. It's a good club, a lot of good supporters at it, and a good bunch of players that like to try and prove people wrong. So if it comes, great. If not, you just keep working away.